House Bill 1005, an act to conduct a pilot study on agricultural income value, to create a task force, to appropriate money for a pilot study, and to declare an emergency.
House Bill 1005, having had its second reading, is up for final consideration. Are there any remarks?
Madam President.
Senator Simmons.
Thank you, Madam President. House Bill 1005 is the bill that the Interim Tax Committee worked on last summer to begin the process to see if we could assess ag land based on its productive value. The bill has seen a long, arduous history through the session this year and has finally reached the Senate today. There's been a lot of concern about what this bill really does, but the final bill in front of you, it basically says it all in the title. It conducts a pilot study on agricultural income value. It creates a task force. It appropriates money for that pilot study, and it declares an emergency so we can get the pilot study started as soon as possible. What we're really trying to do here is see if there's a better way to assess ag land than we have today. We all know that there's problems in how ag land is assessed. We know that there's some processes there that really create false images of the true value of ag land. What the bill says is we're going to try to find a way to assess it on productivity and the annual earnings capacity of the ag land if the land is used for ag purposes. Yet, as I said earlier, this will be a pilot study that will basically look at numbers in the whole production valuation process of ag land over a period of 8 years. When those numbers are put together, the high year and the low year will be thrown out, and the average of the remaining 6 years will be used to try and put together that productivity value. It also sets in the bill a capitalized process, which would be at 6%. It says that cropland is 30%, that we would say that cropland is 30% of the annual gross income produced. It says that non-cropland is 25% of the annual gross income capacity of the land based upon the animal carrying capacity of the land. What we're going to use in this whole process is looking at what the land is, what the soil types are, what the rainfalls, what all of the aspects of ag production are. It's going to also look at what the values of the production are at that point to arrive at a real value of that ag land, an honest, productive value of the ag land. When we do this, then we can come up with a process to fairly assess it based on its value to produce, rather than on what somebody happens to believe it is worth that day because they have either the available funds or they want that land for one purpose or another. So we're really looking at a fair way to do it. We will be looking at cash rents when we look at it. We will be looking at the estimated property taxes, the marketing expenses. We will be asking the South Dakota State University to take part in this. They will be the ones in charge of putting the numbers together, doing the research. They will look at the average annual earning capacity of cropland and non-cropland, and the capacity will be capitalized, as I said earlier, at a 6% capitalization rate to determine that average earning capacity. We will look at location, size, soil survey statistics, terrain, topographical conditions of the land, including climate, accessibility, and surface obstructions, which can be documented. It calls on the Secretary of Revenue to contract with SDSU to make this study. They will also use numbers from the South Dakota Ag Statistics Service. They will be using conservation resource data in looking at land. They will put together a database to determine the ag income value of this land county by county. It also says that they may do it by identifiable region, and you've all heard through the course of this session the issue of identifiable regions. This bill also allows for them to do that process also. The database for the 2002 assessment year will consist of that data collected from 1993 through 2000, with the high year and the low year thrown out. Buildings and structures on that ag land will actually be arrived at values as they are now. They will not be used in this other classification we're attempting to do. And it also says in the bill that ag land as determined pursuant to this Section 1 of this Act represents 85% of the fair market value. So it will correspond to what's now in state law when we arrive at those values. There are a lot of other areas in the bill. We're striking some language. I want to be sure and assure you that this is not going to throw out a lot of law as we know it. It's going to, all of this is done for the purpose of creating the study. It will not change the assessment procedure by this bill. That will be something that a legislature, at least 2 years from now, will have to undertake if they see the study being productive and want to take this method of assessing ag land. It also, on the last pages of the bill, it says that the Secretary of Revenue will use these pilot studies, that they will include counties of Clark, Moody, Turner, Brown, Hyde, Lyman, Corson, Meade, and Custer. These are the 9 counties that have been identified around the state to do the pilot project on, and that the Secretary will submit a report detailing this information to a task force which will be created, or which is being created by this particular bill, and they will have that reported to the task force by March 31 of 2001. The governor appoints the 9 members of the task force. 3 of those members will be from the legislature. 3 will be from county commissioners or county directors of equalization, or a combination thereof. And 3 members will be appointed from the public at large. Once the task force receives the report, they will study the effects, including the cap rate, preventing a tax shift between ag and non-ag property, evaluate the procedures used to determine ag income values, preventing tax shifts within ag property, and make recommendations by October 1st, 2001 to the governor and the 77th legislature regarding the implementation of this whole study. That's the process we will go through. So in effect, if that task force recognizes this to be a good process, brings it forth to the legislative session in 2002, then we would undertake to pass a bill to change the law and do that. As I said earlier, in Section 23, there is appropriated from the general fund a sum of up to $100,000 that would be used for the study, and that the Department of Revenue will use those monies to do the contracting and to carry on the study. There also is an emergency clause on the bill so that we would get the study going as soon as possible so that we could get the work done. If there are any questions, I'd be happy to try and answer them. I know a number of people here in the Senate have worked on the bill, and I would hope that you would pass the bill.
Further remarks? Further remarks? Hearing Senator Paisley.
Thank you, Madam President, and members of this Senate. I was a part of the Interim Tax Committee this summer that put this bill into motion, and I concur with each of the many things that Senator Simmons has said. The bill actually started as more of a positive change, and a change that would be made effective nearly immediately, but has evolved into a study, which I think probably is very proper, because this would constitute a major change in the manner in which these ag properties were to be assessed and ultimately taxed. The Department of Revenue has felt a little bit of the concern about the language of the bill, and because of that, Madam Chairman, I have an amendment at the desk.
Motion.
Senator Paisley moves that House Bill 1005 be amended as follows.
Does any member object to the waiving of the reading? Is there a second? Remarks on that motion.
What in effect their concern was is that the bill contains a lot of repealing action, and they had felt that those repeals could be made permanent even though the substance and spirit of the bill was one of a pilot study. So just to make sure that they wouldn't lose their capability of assessing property for the 2001 tax year, they have added this amendment, which I think each of you have at your desk, which simply says that sections 1 to 22 of this act are not effective to repeal any existing law nor implement any new law, but are enacted solely for the purpose of conducting the pilot study provided for in Section 22 of this bill. It just clears the air in that fashion and doesn't make any of the repealers permanent until such time that we would act on the results of the pilot study in a year or two. It's an essential part of the bill and the amendment that I would seek your support. Thank you.
Further remarks on the Paisley motion to amend? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is the Paisley motion to amend House Bill 1005. Those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. That motion carries. Further remarks on House Bill 1005 as amended? Hearing none, the question before the Senate is final consideration of House Bill 1005. As your name is called, those in favor say aye. Those opposed, nay. The Secretary will call the roll. And I would require the body, it requires a two-thirds vote for passage.
Senator Albers?
Aye.
Benson?
Aye.
Bogue?
Aye.
Rose?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Dugard?
Aye.
Jennert?
Aye.
Drake?
Aye.
Dunn Jim?
Aye.
Dunn Rebecca?
Aye.
Duxbury?
Aye.
Everest?
Aye.
Flowers?
Aye.
Frederick? Hangey?
Aye.
Halverson?
Aye.
Ham?
Aye.
Hopmacher?
Aye.
Cleven?
Aye.
Klocek?
Aye.
Lang?
Aye.
Lawler?
Aye.
Madden?
Aye.
Senator Madden?
Aye.
Moore?
Aye.
Munson?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Paisley?
Aye.
Reedy?
Aye.
Grounds?
Aye.
Schoner?
Aye.
Staggers?
Aye.
Simmons?
Aye.
Valandra?
Aye.
Senator Valandra? Bitter?
Aye.
Whiting?
Aye.
Senator Brose? Senator Brose? Senator John Jim?
Aye.
Madam President, ayes 33, nays 1, excused 1.
The motion is received, a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect and is declared passed. Questions on the title? Hearing none, the